First of all, thank you for your input and your analysis. Great analogy. I don't even think it's an analogy. It's not an analogy. It's truth. But I'm still kind of confused as to what exactly would this vote be tonight? What would it allow, Mr. Dito? No.
Leroy. Joy, Mr. Dito.
It allows those uses to occur once the building gets built. So minus the fireworks, minus the concerts, but all the other ball field stuff, the children activities, all those things could occur once the building is approved and built.
And you said festivals or that type of a thing as well?
Anything that's within that stadium that doesn't go outside and doesn't exceed the capacity would be allowed.
Okay. So have you gotten very specific requests of what Mr. Zimmerman is considering to hold within those walls?
It's a mixed bag. Some specific examples, yes, like the electric go-karts, a children's slide. Some of them are pretty specific. Some are a little open-ended.
Okay. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to have more definitive requests from a developer considering the, let's say, animosities regarding this project in the first place?
You can watch the mayor's head when I nod up and down when I say this. We already require more details in the explanation of these uses than most other communities do.
And I respect that, but that was not the question I asked you. I asked you, do you believe, considering the environment of the communities and what you get consistently at these meetings, do you not feel it would be wise, more educated, shall we say, to get more specific requests?
No, because as I was inferring, the details that we always require, I believe, are excessive. In this instance, they're right on.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
What additional detail, other than the list of uses, would you require? Because the list of uses is what we term to be special, would you like to know the color of the slide or what?
No, more specifically of what Mr. Zimmerman's plans are. You talked about a carnival. Well, a carnival, you can have, you know, circus acts there too. But is it appropriate for the area? Is it appropriate for the communities? Traffic flow, that type of a thing. I guess there's so much this is a very convoluted project. And I think I'm asking for more specifics because the board isn't. And I'm going to continue to ask for more specifics because I don't want this to say, okay, now you've got this special permit, you've got carte blanche. I have said numerous times this would be a request from the developer, which many times, oh no, that won't happen. And Mr. Zimmerman and I had this conversation in a county meeting where I said it should be very, very limited as to the functions other than baseball. This was sold as baseball. It should stay baseball. That's the project that was sold. Not concerts, not circuses, not merry-go-rounds and Ferris wheels and that is the debate that we will continue to have as you voted on a baseball stadium and sold it as a baseball stadium for baseball. Mr. Zimmerman has not been a good neighbor to the neighbors. And we can, now, Mr. Mayor, we can look at that through the police reports. We print them off all the time. And considering that that has been the history of the developer, it should be proceeded with caution. And maybe one of the contingencies should be before something is permitted or a special permit given, even with contingencies, maybe another contingency should be, let's watch and see how good of a neighbor Mr. Zimmerman can be, and consider all of his neighbors and what their concerns are, and not just their concerns, but again, their quality of life. I don't think that that's unfair, and I know many communities that do that. They're not going to give you carte blanche.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joy. Again, there's an enumerated list of functions that can be performed, or events that can be handled inside the stadium, in addition to baseball.
Ms. Ginn. 9011 West Cawthorn Lane. I didn't hear what you said, that there was some sort of study that's updated. I didn't hear what you said, what study was updated.
It's not been published, but we continually look at the financials as we go forward with this.
So there's a new fiscal report being...
It's not published, but yes,
okay.
We look at it rather continually.
So has there been a new study, sound study and light study
that's part of
evaluating the go-karts and amusement rides? Because obviously there's lots of different kinds of amusement rides and music and all that stuff. So has all that been contemplated as far as evaluated for sound or light?
Well, electric go-karts?
I don't know anything about go-karts. Other than I know that...
There's a few Teslas
in
your neighborhood.
There's ones that make 72 decibels, which sounds like a lawnmower running all the time. So if you have 10 of those...
But that's gas. You've got some Teslas in
I
your neighborhood.
I believe you. I don't know anything about go-karts,
so, yeah. That was an issue, and there was some rather heated conversations about electric or gas.
But actually, there's amusement rides at the wonderful July 4th celebration, and they have lots of music and noise and things like that. So is that what is going to be contemplated for this location also?
I'm going to answer it this way, and nobody's going to like it, but this is the truth. It all revolves around what Mr. Zimmerman calls programming for the baseball experience, okay? So the theory is that you provide entertainment for the children so the parents sit in the seats. That's the deal. Is it going to bring Barnum and Bailey in? No.
Okay. Is there going to be a new feasibility study?
Is that fair, Mike?
We're not going to be babysitting kids, but it's more than just baseball. That's your point. Yeah.
But it revolves around
entertainment business.
That's right.
Is there going to be a new feasibility study done for this whole project, since all the information that TID and the PDD was based on is invalid, including the luxury apartments, the 265,000 square foot building, and other items that are no longer possible on this project?
I like
so is the Mogenberg study going to be redone? Is the Elders report going to be redone? Is the Melanathy report going to be done? Because that's what all this project was being based on. So those are all should all be redone, and they're obviously many years old. So
I like the way you asked that question. You answered it at the same time. The reality is yes. Again, as I said on a number of occasions during this segment, the financial data gets analyzed very regularly. Okay? Well, it's just not published. You want a copy of it, but it's, you know.
Can you provide it?
We'll provide it when it's published.
When will it be published?
When we get a little more detail on what the exact... First of all, Ms. Gint has got the floor.
Kristen's question. I'll repeat it. She asked, will the fiscal report be reported? Will it be before the stadium is built or
yes.
after the stadium is built? Is that what your question was, Kristen? Thank you.
We will update that before the city pays or borrows any additional money for the facility.
And what is the city going to borrow money to do on this property?
Well, that's all outlined. That has not changed in the report.
Okay.
The expenses haven't changed.
Has there ever been any attendance study or study done on attendance for all the other ballparks that are very close to this location?
Not lately.
That would certainly be interesting to see if that even justifies having a stadium. And what does it mean
Ms. Gint?
Yes.
That argument's all been argued before, and it's over. We're
okay.
talking about what ancillary uses are going to go in
the
stadium.
So the 25-seat stadium is now a 4,000-seat stadium, is that correct?
It's always been 4,000 seats.
Right, but before...
Now, whether it's hard seats or lawn seats...
4,000 capacity, I believe.
4,
that's
capacity.
The capacity.
So what does that mean? So there won't be seating on berms?
Well, see, you asked the question. Unfortunately, you don't have enough information to phrase the question. I will phrase it for you.
Thank you.
How many hard seats? How many lawn seats?
Okay.
And it was 1,500, right? Or 2,000?
Well, it's about 2,800 hard seats, about 500 berm seats, and then there's a beer garden there that's got table seats. There's section for standing room only. So I could give you the specifics if it's. Is that important?
But it's capacity of 4,000,
okay.
Not 4,000.
Obviously, there was hundreds of pages to try and review.
Yep.
Very complicated, and that's why this whole thing should be tabled.
No, that's why we have just what we're talking about,
okay.
Not all the rest of that stuff. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ginn. Mr. Pleva again.
Good evening again. I just wanted to address the sound issues.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate if the staff they are recommending at maybe talk about like maybe further action, but I think the concerts I'm not in favor of. I do hear the concerts at my house currently, and they might meet the city standards, but the concern is the way the ballpark is configured, the likely that at most stadiums you would put the stage facing towards the south, which would go directly back towards, almost on a perfect angle to where I live. And if you have a loud concert, I think there should be, it was proposed as a baseball stadium for UWM, good for the community, minor league ballpark as well. But there should be limits on time, there should be limits in other things, and not have a conditional, but I'm not in favor of the additional uses.
At Cambridge Drive. Thank you very much. It's always been a concern of ours, and we continue to work with the applicant about that as well. Anybody else? Mr. Zelansky.
Justin Zelansky, 7315 South Stoneheads Drive. I oppose it. I'd give you more detail, but.
Anybody else?
Hello. Jim Crone, 7145 South Carrington Drive.
Hi, Jim.
I might be a little off. I thought we were also going to talk about the south today, but is there any update? When will we get an update on that, or is there any public hearing, or will there be any more updates? Because there have been a lot of changes to that. So,
Joel.
A little bit of the PDD does impact the south. The special use, what this public hearing is about, doesn't affect anything in the south.
But the south.
But there's one more public hearing tonight,
okay.
And a little bit of that will apply to the south.
Okay. And that will address like the rezoning. There was a window; it can only be zoned for so long. And
that's one of the changes.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay, and then I'll just say the last time we heard from the developer in our neighborhood was like early spring. The dialogue was going well, and then it just did not make sense then.
Wait, Mr. Zimmerman.
There was a meeting 2 nights ago with the gentleman that you appointed, Ernie.
We didn't appoint anybody. We all asked to be copied on
You know what? We got to quit this, okay? You may have an issue. We'll deal with it.
But you're saying that he will talk to the neighbors, and he's saying that he has, and we're saying we haven't. It should be important to you. If you're telling us we should talk, we're saying we want to talk, we're available, we've had 3 meetings about it with the Blair people, and we're not being notified of the conversation. So when you say to do it, we are trying to do it.
But in the defense, I mean, let's use specifics. The meeting that we had, what I thought were good meetings, and the meetings that you said were going well, because I was at them, you were, your husband was not there. It was like, what, three or four people that were there?
No, there were like 10, and then there
no.
were
four. Wait. Mrs. Zelansky, let the people talk. Do not interrupt.
You just interrupted me again. Right,
no, this is not a conversation. It's a public hearing. It's one person speaks. Okay?
Okay, go ahead. He's telling me how to have a conversation. I got it. I'm not talking. You can speak.
I forgot what we're talking about.
Well, the neighborhood discussion. Yes, they were good. There were 4 or 5 of us.
I'll fix it.
We can set another meeting. Our understanding was
Ernie was it's fixed. Well, it's fixed. It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
What is fixed, though? What are you talking about is fixed? You're not involved in any of the conversations. You think it all goes great when you go away, but it doesn't. The conversations aren't taking place.
Not taking place with you.
Don't you think it would be good to let the whole neighborhood know and not just choose a chosen one?
Are you asking me that question?
Yes, I am.
No, she's asked repeatedly on those email chains that everyone be copied.
I don't see the email chain.
I know you don't, but you want to know how it's been handled? This is how it's been handled.
Guys, I can't deal with something I don't know about, right?
I think your job is to deal with all of it.
And so if I don't know about it, I can't deal with
it. We're letting you know.
I'm dealing with it.
You're saying that we need to talk to him, and we're telling you we are trying and it's failing. Now do with it
whatever
you do, which is probably not.
And who raised the... This is way off topic. I apologize to the rest of the audience. But I got to deal with this because Mrs. Solansky wants to have a conversation in a public hearing that's not a conversation. So let me just finish this. If you have an issue, copy your alderman or me. We are not party to those conversations. We haven't been because you folks didn't include us.
I haven't been included either.
Kristen.
How can I let you know if I don't know that?
All right, let's move on. Anyone else wishing to speak on the special use amendment? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing on the special use. Questions from the commission to the staff? Any questions? All right. Seeing no questions. And again, I mentioned to you, staff recommendation is approval with conditions. The motion is written in a positive manner. Is there a motion to recommend approval with a resolution opposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for construction and operation of a proposed outdoor baseball soccer stadium use upon a property located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive?
So moved.
Is there a second? Discussion of that motion? Again, the mayor will vote as chairman and as a member. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to a public hearing on the special use amendment the PDD amendment. This relates to changes to the plan development district agreement executed back in 2015. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conducted a public hearing on Thursday, December 21st, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the federal room at the Franklin Public Library, 915 John Brown Davis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Ballpark Commons, LLC, applicants and Modern Properties, LLC, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, FF&E, LLC, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442, of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, Collins, to revise the district in the following manner: to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to sports medicine, medical office, offices, facilities, indoor, outdoor, golf driving range, and indoor, outdoor entertainment uses, music and sporting events, to allow as a special use, small engine go-kart racing, to revise certain district standards, including but not limited to building height and building setback limits, to include additional more detailed site information pertaining to public and private infrastructure, such as streets, parking lots, and stormwater management facilities, to include additional more detailed site information pertaining to proposed multifamily residential apartments to be located south of West Rawson Avenue, and to the stadium, indoor sports facility, and the retail office commercial buildings to be located north of West Rawson Avenue, and to allow a 3-month extension of the first building permit time limit in condition number 27 in Plan Development District Number 37, Ordinance Number 2016-2212, for the properties located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive.
Okay, similarly, Mr. Dietl, let's be clear on what we're talking about and help our constituents understand what the goal is here.
So again, this is the PDD amendment, which is talking about the uses in this larger area. We talked about the natural resources as a standalone item. We talked about the stadium as a standalone item. Now we're talking about the uses in this overall larger area, both north and south of Rawson Avenue. The applicant has included some additional information after the public hearing notice went out, not available in the packet when the public hearing notice was out. So I want to clear it up now. They might have said something about senior housing that's not on the table right now. They have to come back and do another one of these PDD amendments to be able to bring up the senior housing. Similarly, they brought some additional information late in the process about building some of those first apartment buildings south of Rawson Avenue. Again, that came too late. We didn't have an application for that either. They need to submit that. So if they didn't want to build those apartments, they would have to submit a site plan application. It's a permitted use. As long as they abide by all the building heights and the setbacks and landscaping and all that kind of stuff. But they may want to change some of that. So that will probably also be part of some future PDD amendment. So right now, all we're talking about is what was in those original notices, public hearing notice, and in the packet of materials that we had available in our offices at that time, which is some changing some of the uses and some of the building heights and some of the accessory structure heights, and then that time frame. So I'll read those changes. So these are the changes that staff is recommending, which are not all the changes the applicant asked for. These are the only ones staff is recommending approval of. So staff, and I should also note that there is a, I'm going to be reading from the revised ordinance, which is the mayor had looked at this and he has some further suggestions that's included. So I'll read what he's included as part of this as well. So this draft ordinance is saying that as new permitted uses will include within this overall district, snowshoeing, indoor and outdoor soccer, indoor and outdoor volleyball, indoor and outdoor golf, indoor and outdoor baseball, general retail, slides, children's play areas, physical therapy, sports medicine, medical offices, fitness studios or gyms, restaurants, and eating and drinking establishments. Those would be new permitted uses within this PDD, within this zoning area. New special uses would be outdoor and indoor sports.
Mr. Deedle?
Yes, sir.
Difference between permitted and special.
Permitted means that they do not have to get any city approval. They're good to go as long as whatever the building that goes in gets all its approvals. So again, the building, like I mentioned before, the building has to meet the height limits, setback limits, landscaping requirements, parking requirements. If the building that that use goes in can meet all that, the only thing they need is a site plan approval. And then once that building is built and the uses change over time, because that is very common in these buildings, uses can change over time. Once the building is built and another permitted use is proposed, they don't have to get any approval from Plan Commission or Council. It's just working with staff.
Okay, so we did the permitted.
Yes.
Okay, so now the special uses that they got to come back and request.
Yep, so special uses mean that they have to get another approval, a special use approval, just like for the stadium. Public hearing, notice to the neighbors, Plan Commission recommendation, Common Council final decision. So that's what these new uses would require, although they're lumping that together with this PDD amendment. If these that I'm about to read gets approved by the Common Council, that qualifies them as special use. So the special uses would include climbing walls, outdoor and indoor sports, non-motorized, not elsewhere classified, entertainment, outdoor and indoor music, general commercial office, electric vehicle racing. And then there's a note, there used to be an indoor sports complex as a special use. That now became a permitted use because all the activities proposed in it were those ones I mentioned before, the physical therapy, sports medicine, indoor, outdoor, volleyball. All those uses were part of that indoor, outdoor, and they're permitted. So again, the new special uses are climbing wall, outdoor and indoor sports, non-motorized, not elsewhere classified, entertainment, outdoor and indoor music, general commercial office, electric vehicle racing. Those would be the new special uses. And then the other changes that staff is recommending, that the building height within the rock sports complex portion, so the baseball stadium, this golf facility, the indoor sports facility, those buildings, the height limit's going to be revised from 2 stories and 35 feet. Staff is recommending to 3 stories and 45 feet. Anything over that would require a special use. Staff is also recommending that the netting for that golf facility can also exceed that 3 stories, 45 feet, with site plan approval from the Plan Commission. And then staff is recommending that the stadium lights may exceed that height limitation of the 3 stories or 45 feet, subject to a site plan approval from the Plan Commission and Common Council approval of the lighting study. And those are the changes the staff is recommending, including the ones that the mayor wished to add in there too. And then there's the other, there's three additional recommendations that weren't revised. Staff is also recommending that the applicant shall incorporate any requested changes and revisions not resolved in this current ordinance that I just read. Anything else that they want has to come back as a future PDD amendment. Another condition, number five, is that the previous ordinance, the current ordinance, 2016-2212, which has all the original conditions from back in 2016, that's going to be revised to allow limited development defined as construction and installation of all necessary utilities and infrastructure shall be allowed prior to addressing all the other conditions in this of the approval herein, subject to receiving all other required permits and approvals. And that's the infrastructure I mentioned, the gas extraction system, the methane collection system, sewer pipes, gas, water mains, the road, a couple of the parking lots. Those would be allowed subject to all other approvals. And then the last recommended condition is that this ordinance, again, 2016-2212, the approval that stated that they had to have their first building permit by April of this year, they get an additional 3 months. So those are the changes that staff is recommending approval.
Before I open a public hearing, clarify again, what are the issues for this area only?
So for the apartments, we're only talking about the three-month extension for everything applies to both this area and north of Boston. The infrastructure can be constructed so that public road that's proposed could be constructed prior to all the other conditions being addressed, as long as they can get all their building permits, grading permits, stormwater permits, DOT approvals. They need to get all those other approvals, but then they could build that road, the sewer pipe that goes adjacent to that road, the water pipe that goes adjacent to the road, stormwater ponds, and they could build all that. That applies also both this side and north of Boston. Again, any other changes that they want north of Rawson or south of Rawson has to come back as another PDD amendment. The building height changes are only north of Rawson. And while those changes of use could potentially apply throughout the PDD based on the plans they provided, it's only at this time only going to apply north of Rawson. They're not proposing any of these sports facilities south of Rawson.
Okay. I'm sorry for belaboring that, but it's important that you know what exactly it is that we're working off of. Okay, again, no senior housing, no changing the buildings around, none of that stuff. Okay, this is a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please come forward and give us your name and address and speak to it. Mr. Pleva.
Russ Pleva, 7259 South Cambridge Drive. I'm opposed to the amendment as proposed. The heights that were talked about here are different than what was originally proposed. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm concerned about, I still heard, maybe I jumped ahead a little bit, but my earlier conversation on the prior one was, you are going to move ahead with infrastructure without knowing what this development is. And I'm just looking at the March 7, 2016 report. I'm looking at this one, and they're two completely different pictures. And I just want to ask the members of the commission, when this was originally proposed, most of the people in favor of the project were about development. We want to be pro-development in the city of Franklin. And what are we getting here? We're getting a stadium. We're getting a medical complex. We're getting office buildings. That's not what I think people wanted. They were talking about shops. They're talking about restaurants. They're talking about other things. I also think we're spending a lot of time as a city focusing on this and putting a lot of time and energy and using our TIF gunpowder on something when we have Foxconn possibly going in. And if it goes in, the city of Frank will be very, very strong. And we have a lot of development that we need to do on the south side. And we're going to use up our gunpowder on something that has little to no economic value at the end of the TIF district. I also would like to see the financial impact. Thanks for correcting me. It's nice to know that.
It was more information, it wasn't correct.
The 2016 report is the most latest financial. So you're saying in a public meeting, you're going to approve the infrastructure moving forward, and you haven't published for public review the financial impact of what this is. I just don't understand that. In a normal business, you just don't
build the building and then figure it out as you go. You can't build your house and put the foundation in without knowing what's going to go on top of it. And I think we need to look at that strongly before you move ahead with this. So I'm strongly opposed, and specifically on the heights. When this was originally opposed, it was going to be two-story buildings, especially south, and then there were some three and four. Now we're talking four and five. And to use your words, Mayor, it's because of the fact the market changed. The market didn't exist in 15, I pointed it out, didn't exist in 16 for what's proposed, and now you're talking about changes again. And when 2 or 3 years, when you need to build additional things, and you need to fit something in there to make the TIF work, you're going to change it again. So stop changing it from what originally was proposed, and think about what was this originally supposed to be and what it's ending up to be. They're two different things. This is a bait and switch.
Thank you, Mr. Pleva. Anyone else? Sir, please.